Newsbreak podcast.
At the moment, there is a DA mayor here in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. Mr. Tief Odendaal is doing an oversight visit. He is also going to be visiting the family of the victim, where we know that Zenizole Vena was found allegedly gang-raped by about more than three guys, in fact, because the police statement says they are investigating two suspects who have been accused of gang-raping Zenizole Vena. So what happened in the story is that she went out from her home on the 17th of September, but she never returned. And 4 days later, she was found on the street by the family member, where she was crawling and she was bleeding all over. And she was then taken to the nearest clinic, where allegedly she was then sent away because the clinic couldn't help her. And they said it's the police that's supposed to deal with the matter of rape. But at that time, she was in pain, and she was taken then to the police station by her grandmother, where she was waiting for the ambulance. The police, they say they have called an ambulance, and she passed on at that day on the 21st of September. So that has sparked an outrage from the society and the people here around Motherwell in Gqeberha. The health department said they are going to investigate this case on why was she turned away from the clinic. And also the DA leader in the province, Ngababanga, later and will be visiting the Motherwell police station, where he will be meeting with the police commander and also with other police, also to get more of the details in terms of the incident. And also now the municipality with the mayor, they promised to help the family in terms of the funeral arrangement. Community is up in arms, and they're angry about the manner in which this case was handled.
What are their sentiments about the assistance that women and children especially get from these health services?
Yes, the members of the community are so angry here in Motherwell. We just spoke with them. We were at the clinic ourselves. There is a meeting there with some officials from the department. The community says the service that are getting in the clinic is so poor. They sometimes get turned away without being helped. And also they say even those staff members who are there are not willing to assist them. So they will wait for a very long time and say now they want the department either to close the clinic so that they know that there's no clinic, or they build another one and beef up the staff in the clinic.
I know that the mayor and media are making their way to Zenizole's family, but from your previous engagements with the family, how can you describe what they are currently going through and what they are saying about this whole issue?
Yes, we spoke with the grandmother yesterday when we visited the family. They're so distraught. They're so saddened by this. And the father, who was so angry and saying that even the justice system is letting them down, because now even those suspects who were arrested apparently by when we heard from the family earlier, they were released while police, they say they are still investigating. So they feel that the department are letting them down and are not helping on the issue. So the family is still reeling from this pain and in the manner in which she was found, because when we heard from them, she was found by one of the members of the family walking on the street, and she was bleeding and crying and vomiting before taking her to the clinic. So the family is not coping at all.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.